Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
I would like to welcome you to this teaching to build your life on the firm foundation of the Word of God. And I'm so glad that we can look into the Scripture together and learn the truth of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we can read your Scriptures, your Word, and we can understand your will. And we want to walk our life in such a way that is pleasing to you, Lord. And we ask you to teach us, to reveal to us, to shine the light of heaven to our soul, Lord, and to our spirit. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. In this teaching, I would like to talk about the family of God or the local church. When we were born again, we became a child of the living God. And we become a part of His family. If you look carefully, there are parallel pictures of the spiritual thing and the natural thing. In the natural, God placed all of us in a natural family where our parents take care of us, provide for us, train us, and give us all the things that we need so that we can grow up to become an adult and fruitful citizen of the country. In the same way, after we receive Jesus Christ into our heart and we repent of our sin, God calls us His children. And He wants us to be a part of His families. He wants us to be the members or committed members of His church. God's family is the church on earth here. There's a family in heaven, which is all the believers who went to heaven. And there is also the family of God on this planet earth. In the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 15, "For these reasons, I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family is in heaven, and on earth derives its name." We are a part of God's family, and we should love and see the importance of His family or the church. In the natural, I really appreciate my mom and my dad. I was growing up in their family. I was the fifth kid of my parents, and I never forget that they raised me, they provide for my clothes, for food, they send me to school, then to university, they take care of me and love me. And I learned so many good principles from my father and from my mother. I really love them and appreciate my life while I was growing up in the family of my parents. Can you imagine if I was left alone on the street after I was born? I would not be here today. I might have died, I might be sick, and I would not be successful like today. But I thank my mom and my dad who took care of me, provided for me, and trained me, taught me so many things. In the same way, after we are born again, God wants us to be taken care of, to be taught, trained, looked after, cared for, and protected in His family. God's family is both natural and spiritual. When we are in a good local church, spiritually we are protected by the hand of God, by the power of God. But in the natural, when we join into a family of God or a local church, we can get involved in fellowship, learning the Word of God, being trained, to serve the Lord, and we can have brothers and sisters and spiritual parents who will pray for us and take care of us. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10, the Bible says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. Our God is a good God, and He wants us to be the kind of people who always do good, not to do bad things, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Galatians chapter 6 talks about the family of believers, and that is the local church. After we were born again spiritually, we should become a committed member of a spiritual family or of a local church. I want to use the word commitment. We need to love God's family and commit our life to a good family. We should not be on the street spiritually, floating around, wandering around. No one cares for us. No one teaches and helps us to grow. We should put ourselves in a good local church. If you study the Bible carefully, you can see that our God is the God of commitment. He commits to us, to help us, to answer our prayer. He commits to love us so much that He'll send His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. He commits Himself to us by sending the Holy Spirit to take care of us today. He commits to us in loving us by sending His Word into our life by writing the Bible through His servant. We got the Bible, we got the Holy Spirit, and we have got many good things from God because He commits Himself to take care of us. In the same way, we should commit ourselves to His family so that we can have spiritual covering, care, training, and also learning the way of God. In a local church, we can also develop our life character and our spiritual gifts until we become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. God doesn't want us to be baby forever. God wants us to grow up spiritually, become strong, fruitful, mature, and blessed so that we can be the blessing to other people. He appointed some believers to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors in His local churches so that all these leaders can train us and teach us to become mature. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12 to 13, to prepare God's people, who prepare? God's servant, the leaders in the church, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ, which means the church or the family of God, may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. God wants all of us to really commit our life to a good local church. The local church that the leaders teach the Bible or the Word faithfully without compromise. The church that the leaders allow the Holy Spirit to function, to minister to God's people. The local church that wants to be holy and loving and righteous and wants to fulfill the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should pray to God and ask God to lead us to find a very good, biblical, spirit-filled, and holy local church in our city. After I was born again in Thailand in 1981, right away, the next morning, I woke up. I accepted Jesus Christ on Saturday. The next morning, Sunday, I woke up and I told my wife, let's go to church. I remember that we went to a English-speaking church. That church, the pastor is American. He was a missionary from America. I could not understand him that much, but I wrote down all of his teaching and preaching, and he baptized me in water. I tried to go to church every Sunday, I was a brand new believer. I could not understand a lot of things in the Bible. But anytime I was not tying up work in the hospital, I would take my wife to the local church in Bangkok. 2 years later, I moved to a city in the east part of Thailand. And right away, I was looking for a good local church. I joined a very good Baptist church there, Southern Baptist Church. The pastors were from Kentucky. They were American missionaries as well, but they could speak Thai. Oh, I enjoyed being with them. They taught me, they trained me to be the servant of the Lord. At that time, I learned so many things from two American missionary couples. I went to the Bible study and learned the book of Genesis, the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy, learned so many things from these two couples. And I was growing and learning and serving the Lord. 3 years later, I moved to Seattle. And right away, after I settled down, I was looking for a local church again. And I joined Christ Church of Northgate. In that church, many American brothers and sisters who were more mature than me were looking after me, showing love to me, helping me to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day, God called me to start a local church in 1987. And New Hope International Church was birthed by the Holy Spirit in 1988. And all those years, God used all these pastors and people to train me to minister as a pastor. And I'm so grateful for all these people who trained me to become a servant of the Lord. You see, if I did not join the church in Bangkok, the pastor was an American missionary. If I did not join that Baptist church, I did not join the Spirit-filled church in Seattle for a few years, I would not be mature and strong enough to respond to the calling of God in my life. I thank God for all these pastors and churches who helped me to grow. I committed my life to those churches in different times of my life. You need to understand this. The local church is so important in the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us look at the scripture together to see why His local churches are so important. His local churches are the instrument that God uses to expand the kingdom of God in this lost and dying world. God uses His local churches to demonstrate, to proclaim, and to reveal His wisdom, His power, His goodness to the world. Thank God for the television, for the internet. Thank God for all kinds of things in the world like school. Thank God for the para-church organization. But the main instrument that God is using to bring His kingdom into the world is His church. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to His eternal purpose, which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. This scripture tells us that the main instrument that God is using to touch this world for Him, to spread the gospel, to train His people to become mature, to become disciple, and can go out to preach the gospel, lay hand on the sick, cast out demons, and bring the name of Jesus and the kingdom of God into this world, in every country, in every society, is His local church. When we know this fact, that the local church is the main instrument of God, we should get involved. We should participate in building the local church that will touch the world for Him. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible says, seek the kingdom of God first, and all these things shall be added unto you. One of the practical ways that you can seek the kingdom of God is to find a good local church, commit yourself into that family of God, serving in that church to help the church to grow, evangelize, bringing new believers to the church, help your pastor to make disciples, get involved in different kind of ministry that you are gifted for. You may be gifted in the area of teaching or in the area of children. You help the Sunday school ministry. You may be good at worship. You help your church, serve in your church in the area of the worship ministry. And you help the church to look after all of his people, all of his children in the local church. And from that church, we can evangelize and reach out to the city, to the nations, and bring more people to the kingdom of God. The Lord Jesus really intended to build his church. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. I will build my church." He did not say, "I may." He said, "I will build my church. And the gates of Hades will not overcome it." This is a promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that through his children who commit themselves to the kingdom of God, he will build his church, and the gates of hell, Satan and darkness, cannot overcome his church. When you read Matthew 16:18, you can see that in the heart of Jesus, he really, really wants to build his church in this generation. Right after he went up to heaven, all the disciples were together in the upper room. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit came upon them. And then the first church was birthed in Jerusalem. You see, right after he went up to heaven, the first church was birthed. He wanted to start the church in Jerusalem. And after that, the apostle and the servant of God from Jerusalem went out to evangelize. And many churches happened in different parts of the world in that generation. The Lord Jesus loved his church so much. He died for his church. He gave his life up for the church. He cares for the church. His church is his body. He cares for his body. And he bought the church with his own blood. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 and 29 say, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Verse 29, "After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church." The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is his body. He cares, he feeds, he protects, he blesses, he takes care of his church. Because he loves his church, he cares for his church, he gave up his life for his church. We should love his church too. We should put ourselves in the church so he can feed us, he can take care of us, and we should participate in doing this job by being his body, by being his thumb, his index finger, his nose, his eyes, to take care of God's people in the church. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, "You were bought at a price." What is the price? The blood of Jesus, his life. He died for the church. "Therefore, honor God with your body." You can see the third reason why the family of God is so precious and important. The family of God, the church, is so precious because Jesus loved her and Jesus gave up his life, shed his blood to birth the church. If you love Jesus, you love his church as well. And the church of God shall give glory to him. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21 say, "To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." When the church of Jesus Christ represents him well as the holy group of people, the church will give him glory. Lately, I heard so many testimonies of healing, protections, and miracles that when people come into the church and they experience the goodness and the favor, the grace of God, they proclaim to the whole world that God is good. Jesus is the Savior. People who heard that testimony glorify God, and they wanted to join the kingdom of God. You can see all these scriptures that I just read, that the Church of Jesus Christ is important. In fact, last Sunday, I was eating lunch at church, and the Lord spoke to me. He asked me a question. Do you love me? And I said, I love you, Lord. You love me first. You died for me. You have taken care of me all these years. You have healed me, healed my wife, healed my children. You have provided for me. You have protected me. I love you, Lord. And he asked me another question. How can you show love to me? And I answered him, I show love to you by loving your people. And that is in the scripture. The Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, I have a new commandment for you. If you love me, you'll love my people. You love other believers. In other words, I love the church of God. I want to show love to Jesus, whom I have never seen, by loving his church, his body, his bride, his family. I want to ask you the same question. Do you love Jesus? If you love Jesus, you love the church, and you want to commit to a good local church, and you want to really build that church. The word the church in English comes from the Greek language called ecclesia, which appears in the Bible 115 times. What does ecclesia mean? It means a group of people who were called out of the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of Satan and enter into the kingdom of God. They are forgiven by God, they are free from sin and the power of Satan, and they become the righteousness of God by the blood of Jesus Christ, and they join in to the kingdom of light of the Almighty God. The church is not the building. The church is not just a construction place. The church is a group of committed, born-again believers who come together, join together as a community or a family. They take care of one another. They teach one another. They pray for one another. They love one another. They serve one another. And they want to preach the gospel and expand the kingdom of God together as a community. There are two kinds of churches according to the Bible. Number one, the universal church. This kind of church is mentioned in the Bible 20 times. What is the universal church? The universal church means all believers of all centuries of world history who follow Jesus Christ, repent of their sin, and born again spiritually in every place in the world, every country, every generation, in the past, in the present, and in the future, throughout the whole world, we call universal church. The universal church is not very practical to us because I cannot fellowship or spend time with the believers in Singapore or in Mexico. I can fellowship and serve the Lord with brothers and sisters in Seattle area, Washington, United States. So there is another aspect of the church, that is the local church, where the believers can really meet together, worship God together, fellowship with one another. The word local church is found in the Bible 95 times. In fact, the Bible emphasizes the local church more than the universal church because we have only limited time and energy, and we can be at one place at one time. We cannot be everywhere at the same time to relate to all believers of all generations and centuries. Therefore, we commit ourselves to a good local church. Galatians chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible talks about the local church. And all the brothers with me to the church in Galatia. The churches in Galatia are the local churches in that generation. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 16. If anyone wants to be contentious about this, we have no other practice, nor do the churches of God. Multiple local churches, not just one universal church, the churches of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 19. The churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord. And so does the church that meets at their house. So the local church means a group of committed Christians that gather together in the same area or the same city, the same town, and meet together on a regular basis to worship the Lord and serve the Lord. The local church demonstrates the characteristic of the universal church. We cannot relate to the universal church. We cannot see the universal church in the practical way. But we can commit our life and relate to those Christians in the local churches on a daily basis or on a weekly basis. I would like to encourage you to see the importance of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you will find a good local church in your town. Or maybe you have a group of believers together and you could not find a good local church. Why don't you join together and start the church there? And I believe the Lord is Jehovah Jireh. He will provide for you the shepherd, the leaders. He will provide for you all the resources to help you to start the church in your town. And eventually, the church will grow and become the blessing to that city, to that nation, and to the nations all over the world. I ask you to love the church of Jesus Christ. Love His people in the same church. Pray for them. Participate in the life of ministry to serve the Lord together in the community and be a part of building His church. In the next session, I will teach you what the Bible talks about the local church. What are the characteristics of the local church so that you know how to commit your life to a good local church? Please love Jesus and love His body. Love His family. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you establish your local churches all over the world so that we all can be taken care of. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to ask you a couple questions. Number one, what is a local church? Number two, after you listen to this teaching, what you're going to do with your Christian walk in relation to the local church? How you're going to live your life in connection to a good local church? I believe you make the right decision, and from today on, you will be a part of a good local church. Father, thank you so much for teaching us. We want to be obedient children. We want to be in your family. Father, help all of us to be a part of a good local church. And we can grow, we can be mature, we can be trained, and we'll be used to build your church, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for shedding your blood to purchase us and redeem us out from the kingdom of darkness and put us into the wonderful kingdom of light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and I hope to see you in the next teaching.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
You know.